Please don't mind my very unfortunately decrepit plant in the corner. He has been he's been going downhill for a long time, and we haven't been able to save him. So let's say a little rest in peace to Chester right now. You've been so good, Chester. Thank you for your existence. There's literally three people dressed up in Spider-Man costumes right now outside, and I'm really distracted. Okay, sometimes I don't know how to start this podcast. I just feel awkward the whole time. But what's up, you guys? It's Kira. Welcome back to Safe Space with Kira Graves. And yeah, thanks for coming to this beautiful little cozy corner in the internet. What am I saying? Okay. Sometimes I will do a couple puffs of sativa before shooting my podcast because it helps me reconnect with my authentic self. I found that like my whole, you know, journey with weed has aligned with my healing journey as well. Weed has helped me in so many different ways, and I've already made an episode about this. Like, I'm coming out as a stoner, ha ha ha. And I talked about kind of the ways that like weed has really helped me heal. And I just thought about another one. It's that when I smoke weed, I drop in to my authentic self a lot easier, and I don't have as many conflicting ego thoughts going on in my brain being like, don't do that, you're gonna look stupid. Or like, you know, those just little negative Nancy voices you have in your head that make you feel bad about yourself. Yeah. When I smoke weed, I don't have as many of those, which is great. But a lot of people have different experiences with weed too. I've heard a lot of people that they'll say that it actually increases the like negative voices in their heads. And I think that this is something that I had a lot at the beginning when I started smoking weed a lot more. But I kind of just like sat with those like dark thoughts. I sat with the negative thoughts and asked them like, what's going on? I feel like a lot of the times we try and push away our negative thoughts when they're actually here to tell us something. Like, there's some meaning as to why you keep having a thought pop up in your head. I have been able to just chill with those thoughts and be like, you know what? It's okay. I'm having this thought right now. I'm not going to beat myself up for having this negative thought about myself. I'm just going to hear it out. Like, what does it mean? Where does it come from? Why would you be saying this to me right now? And oftentimes, if you go deeper into that negative thought, you'll find maybe just something your parent told you that one time that really hurt your feelings. Or maybe it was just something you saw online that made you feel like, oh, I shouldn't do this, or I shouldn't be like this. We have a lot of external sources telling us different things all the time, like how we should behave and how we should live our lives, how we should present ourselves, how we should show up in this world. And sometimes it's, you know, oftentimes it's also gendered. It's like, if you were born male, you know, have a certain set of like preset expectations that you have to fulfill in order to feel accepted in the like male group. And then there's similar ones for females too. And there's different ones depending on like what culture you grew up in, or what kind of family you grew up in, what kinds of people were your parents, who were your parents. Like, they unfortunately or fortunately had a really big impact on who you are today. Whether you want to accept it or not, they were the two figures. And not in all cases, obviously. Like, some people were raised by their sister, some people were raised by their grandma. So it's really like, whoever you grew up around the most had a really big impact on your developing brain. And your developing brain picked up all these messages, and you weren't able to filter out like which ones you actually wanted to keep and which ones you wanted to throw out. But now it's great because as adults, we can do that. Like, we've gotten to the level of like human evolution where we can be the master of our own minds. We don't have to be ruled by our mind, and we don't have to be simply our mind, because we're not. There's a lot more to us than just a mind, a brain, a human brain, right? We are all perfect miracles. That's how I see it in my eyes. We're all perfect, just the way we are. But how come none of us know this? Like, how come none of us believe this about ourselves? How come we're all, you know, shitting on ourselves all day long? It's not helping us live our best life. These preconditioned beliefs we have about ourselves, a lot of people don't know that you can actually change them. And I've talked about limiting beliefs before on this podcast, but in this one, I kind of just want to talk about how we should make friends with them and you know, ask questions, ask more questions about yourself, be more inquisitive, introspective, and curious about what's going on in your brain. Meditation really helps with this, but like I said, weed allows you to just really be present with what's going on in your mind and like your energy at that particular moment. And sometimes there's been like a lot of heaviness, a lot of darkness, maybe a lot of like negativity under the surface. And once you smoke weed, all of that comes up. And so I think that's why a lot of people are scared of weed and they don't like getting high, because when they get high, all their fears come up. But it's been really helpful for me to actually smoke weed to get over those fears, to move through the fears and not just ignore them. Because ignoring something, it's not gonna work, baby. Like, I have realized that. Like, if I have a certain thought that keeps popping up in my brain, maybe a certain fear, and every time I get it, it makes me like freaked out that it's there, I know that there's something deeper to it. I like to make friends with my dark side, make friends with my darkness. That's what I've been working on a lot lately. And it's not easy, because we all try and hide our darkness and hide our dark side. But I have been connecting more to my inner child lately. And as I have been, I've actually been experiencing a lot of her darkness. But at the same time, she wasn't, you know, a negative person, my like young child self. She wasn't miserable. She was happy, and she found happiness even though her situation wasn't the best. She was able to have both of those polarities at once, the darkness and the light. And I think that I was pretty dope as a child. I was pretty awesome. I was very energetic, playful, silly, but I also cried a fuck ton. But I look back on her and realize that she's perfect. She's perfect just the way she is. And I don't need to hide from her. I don't need to hide from my past version of myself. I think that she's really important, and she made me who I am today. So I am trying to embrace her and all of her hurts and just kind of be my own mother in a way. I've been getting this like weird motherly energy. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm turning like 25 next year. Oh my God, that's crazy. That is crazy. I don't know. Like, am I getting like maternal instincts, or is it because I'm connecting to my inner child so much and like learning how to be gentle with her? I think like I really struggle with being really harsh on myself and, you know, treating myself as if, oh, I have no excuse to, you know, be sad, or I have no excuse to have a bad day, or I have no excuse to whatever. Like, I've realized that I'm really harsh with myself. And like, it feels like I'm being mean to my little child self. Like, little four-year-old, six-year-old me. My mom, I remember when I was like going through a really depressive state after I came out, my mom actually gave me a photo of little me and said, put this near your bedside, and every time you start to, you know, get hard on yourself, look at this little picture and remember that this is you. That like has stuck with me, because it's really powerful, especially because a lot of our current fears and pain, they come from an earlier time, and oftentimes like our child self experienced something. And yeah, I don't know, I'm just like, I'm trying to be more compassionate and gentle with myself lately. And realizing that connecting with my inner child is also connecting with a lot of darkness. But that darkness is good. I think it's good because it's you wouldn't be the person you are without your darkness. It's what gives you character. It's what gives you grit and courage and passion and fire. And it's beautiful. Darkness is beautiful. I honestly think even since the beginning of time, people have been scared of their darkness. And, you know, they even are scared of women because women and female bodies, we hold a lot of darkness within us just naturally. Think of it. We bleed fucking cups and cups out of our vaginas every month. I read this in a book, actually, that we have always pushed away darkness, which is also the female, right? It's the yin energy. It's our intuitive energy. It's that other subtle energy that is opposite of the masculine and the light energy. But I do think that we have to balance the two. And I think we need to have harmony with both sides within us and in the planet, honestly, on the whole entire planet. We need more balance. We need to balance out, girl. We out of whack, okay? There is a book that is coming to my mind that I have to go find for you that explains this a lot better. Ooh. I just opened this book to a passage. But the darkest hour is truly just before the dawn. When we finally give up the struggle to find fulfillment out there, we have nowhere to go but within. It is at this moment of total surrender that a new light begins to dawn. When we give up our old way of doing things, we create space for a new energy to come through. This is like being reborn. I freaking love that I just opened up to that passage because it ties into exactly what I was talking about. The darkness, you know, is actually really crucial. It's actually really important and beautiful. And, you know, if we get through that and we just trust that something new is on the horizon and we want to, you know, come out of it stronger, we will. Oh, this is a really good book. I think I want to reread it. It's called Living in the Light by Shakti Gawain. I just happened to stumble upon this in a used bookstore. And I was just like, I want to live in the light. Like, ooh, what does that feel like? It literally on the bottom, it says, A Guide to Personal and Planetary Transformation. This is one of those transformational books that I really recommend. I don't think I've actually like talked about it yet, but make notes, okay? Get this book. She talks about, this is where I learned about the male and female within. Like the masculine energy and the feminine energy within. Like, I believe that we have both of those energies within us. And again, like I was saying, we need to be balanced to feel our best. We need to listen to the masculine, but we also need to listen to the feminine. And we need to let the feminine guide our masculine to put ideas into form. So the feminine side is your intuition. It's where your wisdom comes from. But she has to communicate well with the masculine side because the masculine side is the action doer. It's the doer. It's the action taker. It's the, oh, all right, let's go up and record a podcast. I had an intuitive thought that was like, Kira, go record right now. And then my masculine side's like, okay, let's do it. And the masculine has to trust the feminine. So there has to be a, you know, really good relationship between the two within yourself. And I feel like this also comes back to, you know, the darkness and the light within us. We need to accept them both and allow them both to live in harmony together within us and know that darkness is not bad. It's just unknown until we take a closer look at it. Sometimes I'm just having really philosophical days and I'm like, I need to go sit down and talk to a camera about this because like even especially when I smoke weed, I'm like, wow, I'm getting all these like intuitive hits of information. It's crazy. Like I was just thinking about how weed helps me come into my most authentic self and how it's aiding in my healing process so much because I'm able to look at things a little bit from a different perspective. I feel like what we does is just kind of shift your perspective. So instead of looking at something head on, maybe now you're looking at the same situation from above or below or just from a different angle. And that's when you can kind of like assess it better. But when you're always in your head, you know, in your everyday life, sometimes you can't have that alternate perspective. And it just really helps to have that, in my opinion. So anyways, I'm pretty sure that's where I want to end today. I literally just turned on the camera and set up the microphone because I'm like, I have something to talk about, but I don't know what it is right now. So I'm just going to let my mouth do the talking. My intuition do the talking. So anyways, I hope you guys are having a really great week. I, you know, send out all my love to you because I've been feeling a lot of darkness lately. And if I'm feeling lots of darkness, most likely so are you. So I want to give you a hug and a kiss. Mwah. And the word that's coming to me is acceptance. Practice more acceptance. Acceptance of yourself. Acceptance of your physical body just the way it is. Acceptance of, you know, how life seems to be playing out. And you know what? If you truly feel that it's not playing out the way it's supposed to be, then you have the power to change things too. But remember to always follow your intuition and try not to make decisions out of fear. That's a really, really big one. Try to make your decisions out of love and what would make you feel good and not out of lack or fear. Yeah. Okay. That's it. All right. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you next week. Have a great week. In the meantime. Mwah.